Log Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know
it's okay. I'm okay today. I feel all right. All right. You're listening, though, to the Blog Talk Radio Show. And this is the Cosmic Philosopher and the host, Timothy Aldred. I thank you for tuning in. I am here, and it's my pleasure to be here. The greatest thing I can do with my body is to present me here and to say the things that comes to my mind to say. I live a clean life, and it's not a sacrifice for me to do it. It's more accurate for me to think that I live a clean life as best as I can in my understanding, so that I can be rewarded by the way, the energy that I attract to me, the way that I live, and that the more I dedicate myself. It's like the more money you put in the bank is the more money you can get out. So, with me continuing to focus on the kind of life, the kind of thinking and emotion I want to feel all the time, and away with that which I experienced from a child and conscious about life, about the world around me, and the way I think about me. The more I persevere to acclimate to the way I want to think and I want to feel, the more I dedicate to that quest to feel and to think in the way I feel good, I mean real good and content, is the more, you know, it may go for a time before I begin to sense the reward, you know, of thinking and feeling the way I want to feel and the way I want to think. And I cannot dedicate myself enough and to dedicate mean everything, you know, give myself to the thinking that will bring me the emotions, because somewhere along the line, if your mind doesn't give up to the wrong kind of emotions, someday, by growing and by fighting and, you know, and keep the quest high for that perfect experience that I wish for. You know, I mean, it will always come, even though you got to hit the road again and fight, but it happens that sometimes that's all I want is the way I'm thinking and the way I'm feeling, and no intrusion of anything is bothering me. No intrusion. It's like I am insulated into that experience, and nothing is bothering me. So it's for me to know when I feel the wrong way, just know that it's easy for that to change. It may not change right then. Can you to stay in that position? Of course, it's going to get the way that I want. Yeah. If it's even 1 minute before I'm dead, my entire system is going to come to surrender to what I want. As long as I keep on. Listen. The harvest truly is great, but reapers are few. The reason why I see that I live certain amount of time and not succeeding psychologically to the dimension that is possible is basically has been because I am not yet predisposed, you know? I am not yet predisposed to know the kind of things I should know to put me in a different state of mind. And the stress of the things that are bothering me, you know, it keeps, you know, it's just like your plant needs some watering.
And you can see by the leaf, you know, getting floppy and stuff like that instead of just standing up and crispy. Those things, you know, wear me down. So my mind become inactive and not producing the kind of thoughts that would invigorate me to feel heavenly. I don't mean fanatically. I mean sane. I mean sane about things. You know, with the world around you. All right. And know that when you feel down and depressed, that can change anytime. One of the things to make it happen, though, we have got to think, because thinking is similar to when you do work with your two hands or even with your feet. You have to activate yourself, your intention, what you want to be. I want to be this way, not that way. You have to think and decide that, because our life is consists of what we think. And if you're not thinking the right thing, your life is not going to accumulate the kind of natural elements, power, maybe at some time, desire. You have to do something, you have to change what is hindering you. And our thoughts are really usually the thing that we have everything to do with, whether or not we are thinking the right way. Because we are thinking every day. And what about the channeling of what you're thinking? I mean, all of us have the will to think and to think what we want, not unless we have some sickness, mental illness, that is preventing us, or other kind of a power that is working against our minds or something like that. Anyway, my point is, when I say the, the harvest is ripe, but the reapers are few. I think that's a Bible statement that they say Jesus said. I know Jesus not said nothing, because Jesus never exists. And if you think Jesus exists, I would love for you to call me and we talk about that. Tell me what you know about Jesus. You know what I mean? Whether or not Jesus was walking in Galilee, whether or not Jesus was in St. John 17, praying to his Father and saying he wants to be glorified by his Father before he comes back home to heaven. You know, because he finished the work that God gave him to do here, and now he wants God to glorify him with the glory which he had with him before the foundation of the world. And I know that the whole thing is a lie. How do I know? I read the Bible, and the Bible doesn't say any of that is true. The Bible is being written by people who are making this character Jesus a protagonist. Jesus is nothing more than a fictional protagonist in the Bible. So is his Father God, the writers of the Bible are saying God. They don't know what they're talking about. I can tell that the people who write the Bible are apes. They are ape humans who unnaturally come to talk. You know the story? Yeah, it's them, the white people. And they now are talking like they're the one who rules the world. You mean they don't have enough sense to know something for them to do. You can't take your pretense up at that level there, up at that frequency there, where you are telling civilized people in the world that you hate, first hate man on earth, now happen to be talking unnaturally. Not as nature create you, never to talk. You find a way to talk. And you want civilized people to accept that as true. Now, take your ape man and all of your homosexual proclivity and go back to Europe, because you're up in Europe from 1.5 million years ago. You leave Africa and go up there. I am telling you to get out of our territory, you know, because you guess, you know what? This territory that we are in, let's say, for example, America. We occupy America 30,000 years before you hate people, say you are, before you come to get, you are talking from almost 100,000 years ago. I know that. But what happened to millions of years before? You didn't talk anything. You couldn't talk. Now, I'm telling you because I read history now and I know. You don't want to tell us that history, but now the history is always there for us to read and find out. Well, that's what I'm talking about now. So do you think that I am to be afraid of you killing me? You got to be out of your hate human mind. You don't have any civilized sense like I do, right? And you know who we kill. Me and one of them. Me and one of them, because you fuck asshole. That's why you kill us. You don't know us. You don't know us. You know us when you cast your spell of HR blood into our bloodstream. You know why you're talking. Okay? Now, let me go back to something relevant that I have in mind about these white people. If you're out there and you are thinking that there is nothing we can do to the white people, you are thinking a lie. Because I am telling you right now, white people don't have what we think they have. They are, look, the intangible power is going to be a mystery. When you think something and you see people doing certain things, and let's say some people have certain power, psychological power working for them. But you can apply a lot of negative power to tangible things. You can convert a tangible thinking into tangible, solid, you know, thing. Make it work for you. And somebody can find out what you're doing, what you're thinking, and what you're applying. And they can stop you. And they're not fighting you, but they can block you. They can counter what you're doing because they figure out the tangible force that you're working with. And they can stop you. Now, it is a force inhabit the African people. And you can look good and see 200,000 years ago, we were not stupid and foolish. And we were qualified to take care of ourselves when it comes to government function. Look at the first 100,000 years of ethnic African people, the hybrid people. The first 100,000 years, there is no report that we had some mental deficiencies. I don't read none of that. I don't hear anybody, I don't see anybody write that. I don't hear anybody talk about that. Look on what I am saying. Because what do you have to match what I'm saying except a record of the past? You can't convince anybody about the way you feel about something. You have to manifest what you feel, and it's proven true before you get respect for what you think. And I'm saying now that what I read, the observation of the African people, the first 100,000 years in Africa, South Africa, they were impeccable. They were at their best. Now, at the end of that 100,000 years of developing in Africa, you read it in the World History textbook. You read that this is said. And I'll tell you what it says. And follow my routing. My routing here is telling us that at that 100,000 year mark, some of us began to leave Africa. And I'm going to tell you how they wrote this. We are identified in the National Geographic World History textbook. This is writing about something that, in virtue, it is in line theistic history, prehistory. It is in line with prehistory because this is not talking about 6,000 years ago. It's talking way beyond 6,000 years ago, way back, accounting for 200,000 years. This is not talking about, we have a different account for the ape humans who leave Africa and go up into Europe and Asia. A different account in this same World History textbook. So what I'm telling you is this, that this World History textbook is not the only textbook that is on Earth. There, you know, you have the Sumerian history textbook. Tells about the gods and all that transpire by the gods and the people that the gods create on Earth. All right. The Elohim are immortal. They are not like us. We are kind of like them because they put their blood to create us, not European. Not Europeans. Not the ape man. They didn't touch the ape man people who are the first humanoid. You need to understand what I'm saying. And I hope I'm not yelling for you to be annoyed or nothing like that. I am talking appropriately, but I don't say I won't, you know, have passion in what I'm saying. Of course, I'm passionate. So my vocal may come up, you know, and down, but I really want you to understand what I'm saying, and I don't want to offend your feeling or nothing. I am trying to tell you something that it is a knowledge for people who are interested in civilized knowledge. Civilized existence will appreciate what I'm saying because to you, it means something to you. You see, this moves you. This elevates you. So I'm telling you, this ultimate type of information that I'm telling you, if I, when I were young, growing up in church, if somebody was telling me this kind of stuff. And even when I am turning adult and the Jehovah's Witness people, they used to come back. If they were telling me about my history and stuff like that, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be telling me. Because they claim they are about the things of a spirit God, right? A monotheism God. And back in them time, you know, I basically didn't know no better than what they were saying. All right, but nobody was telling me. And it would take me a few years later before, with the only gift that I got was an inspiration. That is natural for us to get. A lot of people around the world are getting what is called realization within their brain. You know, and if they are living sober, you have sober people that can get constructive thoughts that guide them from within. A lot of people out there like that. They may not know their real history, but somehow they find themselves with a sobriety that allows them to think, I mean, in the most sober way that they can. All right. So now I'm telling you now about the people who history tells us about in the past. We are our ancestry, okay, that is in us today. They were back there, say, 200,000 years ago, when we would call it miraculous things happened back then. To us now, it's like miraculous. But back then, it was happening naturally. You see what I'm saying? All right. So if you have the kind of thinking that I developed to have, it's not Bible anymore. Not Bible anymore. Bible is not certified. And in no way am I like undercutting your belief into the Bible. Not undercutting. Because not until your eye open to understand that the Bible is lying to you, on the very first page about Adam and Eve, you don't get to the point there, to the point yet where your brain is touched and being healed for you to see things you are not seeing. Why you would think that they tell you your mind must be unnatural in the Bible for you to understand the things of God, such as what you believe about Adam and Eve in the garden. That is not true. You can't see that yet. Because your mind, like mine, is damaged. Your power to see things and interpret things correctly, most of us are still affected. Our brain is still affected. And we are lacking a lot of things and we don't know. Okay, because it is what you see and what you anticipate and what you hope for, what you want to do, those things have to happen in your head, in your brain first. And when your brain is not working the right way, neither will you see better things to do. You are going with second best, third best, fourth best and stuff like that, heading going down there. So I am saying that we need to see things of knowledge. We don't want to see things that we believe in, and that's all there is to it. We don't want to believe what we don't know. We want to know things. And wherever you want to believe, you not going to waste your time. I believe in what you can't see. You need to believe in what you can see and point to as a tangible thing and get you living the right way. So I'm telling you now that there was a time when only ape men was on earth. No civilized people at all. and animals are not counted into human civility. Animals are not. Animals are animals. And the white people that we see today, when they were living like hominid, human, ape-like, southern apes, when they were living like those, you know, in your ancestors back then, they were around for millions of years. You know what I mean? Let's say quoted like 3.5 million years or maybe 4 million years. All right? Those kind of a quotes are made. However, we're looking at the baseline, the base of the quote is really, more generally 3.5 million years. All right. So I want you to see what I'm saying out in the clear, bright daylight in your mind. You can see what I'm saying and understand. Time and space. We want to make it clear that you understand that civilization was not come or did not come on earth by ape-like species, the hominid, the primates that we read about, the first human that walk a little bend, but, you know, some upright, okay, they were ape-like. So there was no civility when these folks lived back in, say, 3.5 million years. And where were they on the planet? Now, I'm not talking like how the Bible talk tell you about God make heaven and earth and make Adam and Eve in a garden, but, you know, made them from the dust. But they cannot specify the place. They will come as close as tell you, you know, a general kind of a location, but they can't tell you exactly how to get there. Something is wrong with that, can't you see? You believe in the Bible, and the Bible is holding information from you, but you don't think, say, that's what is happening. You think that's the only way God works. You see what I mean? And not go like that. Because if you deal with any human being, and they deal with you the way you're reading God, is telling people to write the Bible, then you're not going to tolerate people behave in those kind of a way to you. Because why somebody, a human like you, has something good to tell you and hiding it from you when there is no justifiable reason why they are keeping it from you, except they intend to harm you, because withholding knowledge from you is a serious way of harming another person when you should enlighten them and you fail to do it. All right. So wanting you to see, you know, if possible, that there was a time when there were no humans at all on the planet Earth until the evolution of male and female in the ape species family. Okay? So I'm trying to show you there were nobody on planet Earth, and then there came somebody. But who are they? And by what means? We don't read in no book that any, like all you read in the Bible, that God make Adam and Eve and make cattle. We don't read that about these hominids, you know, like a god creature like created them. No, they came up just like animals out there, evolved by nature. Now, you figure out what nature is. Don't bother ask me, you know, what is nature, because all of us are here by the same experience. We have to read history, to find out. Now you have a book called World History Textbook. Go find one. Start reading. Right? Now, whatever else you hear people say, or I say, one of them, you have to know how to treat what people say. Like it is something people say. But what if you decide that you're going to take what some people say and even take that, oh, the Lord called them for a special purpose and is to carry God's word. Lie. If now, even the Bible tell us some truth, and wherever you find a truth that nobody cannot displace, use it. But don't use that and use it wrong. Use it in a constructive way so that when you read foolishness in the Bible, you know, mix it up with even the very truth that the Bible is telling. You must know when the Bible tell the truth from when it not tell you the truth. Go along with the truth, but not go along with one or two. And then you won't wind up in a church like that. So I am telling you now, clean the environment, sterile. There was no humankind around, say, 5 million years ago. Come down to, like, you know, 4.5 million years ago, we don't have anything that tells us any human being exists on the planet that time. All right. We know the time, according to the history now, that evolutionary creatures began to be evolved. And one of these creatures is the hominin, the ape-like humans. And hence, there were no humans at all. These were ape-like creatures, human creatures, in the lowest form. They never speak a word. I'm not trying to tell you that because I feel like telling you that. I'm telling you that because that's what the World History Textbook says. Henceforth, I would not be talking to you about it and relay things that are not true. I wouldn't do that because, you know, that's going across the line, foolishness. Not doing that, I'm telling you. Now, even that, I'm not telling you to believe it either, because I must leave you with your own free will, leave you with your judgment, your sense of distinction. You must know good from wrong. Know it from the source. Like, I respect the World History textbook that people sign it and said, this book and the contents in it, you can go here and go there and find where this history textbook, what it tells you about. Right? So you know when there was no human here and then humankind came here, but they were not civilized. They don't speak a language. They can make stone tool and they can... If somebody give you some stone tool today, what would you do with it? All right, we're not getting into that anyway, besides just pose that question, let you, like, you know, let get your mind stirred up. All right, but for millions of years, that's all they make. What did they use it do? You know what I mean? All right, it's good question, because if they were only making stone tools and they were like 2 million years, no, 1 million years, I mean, how much generation fit into 1 million years? Just a second.
Hello. What do you want now? No. It's about three calls. I have about three calls today from Senior Benefit. And look, I have benefits, and I'm not about, listening to any other business because I'm well treated. Okay? You're welcome. Bless you. Yeah.
Okay, now, I still retain what I was saying. Thank you for holding. Listen, I'm saying, how many? How many generation can you hold into a million years? So that if these people, if nature intended for them to speak a language, what do you think prevent them from speaking all the time? But you're talking about 2 million years. And how many subgroups did they spring over time? It's a lot, right? From that initial species, they are the same blood. They will never grow that blood though, right? Same blood, taxonomic blood. All right, so what I'm trying to open your mind to is something that it seems kind of critical, you know, to talk about time before human dip on earth and how long human being dip on earth and stuff like that. But I want you to squeeze that long time into a tiny space, because time is continuing and expanding. So squeeze up a million years, and then you will see you have space for another million years. And it's still like a small space comparing to time at large. You get what I mean? I want you to get in this specific piece of information and understand it right, so your head is not spinning around and don't understand what's being said. It's either what's being said makes sense or it don't make any sense. I want you to be in a state of mind where you really understand time and what comes into time, such as like human being. There was no human being back there, so now we have human being come, right? So we're dealing with the first type of human being. You can Google that. Google the first humans, and they will begin to like tell you about the first humans, okay? That's what I do too, apart from reading history in books, right? Or history that come from tablets and stuff like that. So I'm saying to you, to know when the first human came on earth is important for you and I to know. When you know it, you're going to be able to handle yourself in a different way because of that understanding. If you don't have that understanding, you'll go to church until you're dead, praising Jesus. And that's all you will know. I am expanding your mind. And it is not what I am telling you about a specific thing is expanding your mind. I'm talking about time and what happened within a certain time frame. That is the expansion I want you to have. That sense of knowing there was a time when many millions of years passed by on earth and there was no human being. That's what I want you to imagine. All we can do imagine when time passed is imagine the time that passed. And then we have some kind of a calendaral time to tell you how much time passed and what happened, okay? So I want you to get a good sense of time and what happened within certain time that has passed. That's all I'm trying to say. You're going to have more power, psychological power, when you know that. That if somebody is telling you that something exists at a time when you know, you have learned nothing exists like humans or such thing never happened. That's the power I want you to develop. So you have a defense against people telling you foolishness when people talk outside of the scope of intelligent knowledge. You don't join that. Let them prove to you that what you know is not true first. When you have a new knowledge that outdates what you thought was the truth, when you think you have better truth than what you know, go for it. But don't make no mistake, though, because you don't want to throw away what is good for what's bad, okay? So this is what I'm trying to say. Go to a history book, that is reliable as far as you know. Don't make up anything for yourself. But go to a source like you go to school and you learn to read. You can't say those manuals that teach you to read, those textbooks you read that give you education. You can't, and a good education that works. Knowledge of language, knowledge of arithmetic, knowledge of other things. Those, what teach you to be a master of things, you can't say the information was bad when it's working, working good. So if you don't know, you don't know, and you can't do. So I'm saying, look at time when there was no human being at all, there was no mango tree, fruit trees, or nothing like that. Think about those times, my friend, and don't overwhelm yourself with since you were born in the 19th century. You know, anybody born in the 18th century, you know, probably two of them too old now. And you know, if you're born like, you know, at the beginning of the 18th century, you wouldn't be alive today. You'd be, you know, old, dead and gone a long time ago. So I want you to open up your mind and understand this. And you will be on your own. You won't be listening to anybody preaching to you. I'm not preaching to you and you sit at the same place in your mind and never can go any elevate further, you know, and widen and broaden your perception to know, master other things. That's what I want. You to have an unlimited imagination that can stretch to anywhere anybody wants you to think. And you can handle that. You see? And you don't have to be too old. As long as you can think, enlarging your imagination. Right? So I'm telling you this because it is important for you to know that this government that is called United States is collapsing. Because it's not a government like you think it is. These are sodomites that has gone through a certain process and are talking today. They're not supposed to be talking because look at what they do with the world. Look how many of the African people they kill. Look how many African settlements they come and do work all kind of wickedness, kill them with disease, kill them with guns, kill them with all kind of stuff. When I tell you that they are not civilized, you know, if your mind is not broad enough to understand and your mind is narrowed down with especially the church thing that these white people make up, you probably don't think they make up nothing. You think it's the God of heaven that, you know, caused the churches to be made up. But God not give you no money to make up no church, though. You know, and God is not taking no tithes from you. Because even if you believe the Old Testament that talk about tithing back in time, Jesus come, right? Jesus not come in reality. But you believe Jesus come 2,000 years ago, and you still appear your tithes. And the preacher in the church preached, I think, Malachi 3:10, and teach you to pay tithes. And while Jesus in a St. Matthew say, you know, he's not, you're not keeping the law anymore. And the tithing was under the law. You are under Christ now. Why are you paying tithes? The church is still charging your tithes. And say, if you don't pay your tithes, it goes against God and all that. A whole bunch of confusion you face with in the Bible. So what I'm trying to say to you, if you understand time and what happened in time, nobody can tell you no foolishness about Jesus Christ died for your sin. Because if you trace time, you will not find anywhere in time where something like that happened. No. But that's what these white people are all about. He's telling you what never happened. Okay? So the government, what they say they have now, and oh my God, when I think of some of the things that they are doing, and make it seem like this is a government that is here to stay. No, the truth that we know in World History textbook that belongs, the truth about them and the truth about us, don't give them no jurisdiction, no permission to run no government. None. It's a matter of time. They are not here for no legal reason but to spread sodomy. Yeah, like how they wanted to spread sodomy right in a Lot's house. Remember that? Genesis 19. And then you just say the Bible is against, Bible is against sodomy or homosexuality. That's not true. The Bible is what instigated, because who is the talking serpent but the people who write the Bible? There was no serpent. There's no talking serpent. You never can find a talking serpent anywhere. So, you know what I mean? These are things that we are, our mind is buried up in, and we don't have any way. You know, we just cannot understand, as it were, the mystery that the Bible is talking about, but we submit to believing it. I'm taking you out of the belief system and the belief syndrome to where you have knowledge. And a way to do that is open up your imagination. Opening up your imagination is not putting any dogma in your mind. It's a matter of stretching your brain to expand more, to take in more knowledge rather than more belief in where you don't even know. That's what I am trying to tell you. So that, look, I have no intention of coming back and tell you something else. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling you about enlarging your mind with capacity to know more things than you know today, to keep more guard, to understand more dynamical things, factual things. That's what I want your mind to be able to do. And you can be old. You can be very young, like 25 years of age, and you have all kind of church dogma packed up in your head, Muslim and all kind of thing there, things with a makeup. If you listen to what I'm saying, you will find out that I'm not telling you about a church and a special church or and you are to believe this and believe that. I don't tell you that. I'm telling that belief is something you're born with and you use it when you want. You don't make nobody come tell you about you need to be saved, believe on the Lord, whatever Lord them want to tell you about whatever God, and like I direct you to a certain God and all them kind of thing. And you get lost with this whole bunch of choices, Bible choices, that don't belong into your brain. Now, you may feel like, oh, but it has to belong in your brain, because what else? You don't know nothing about history, and the Bible not telling you nothing about no history. You know, you don't. That is one thing that we are free from. We are free from them telling us that the Bible is history. They say the Bible is revelation. You can't see revelation. If I'm telling you about revelation, can you see the revelation? So, if you want to believe in my revelation, let me tell you about. And by telling me, well, I can't see the wind, but I know there is wind. If you compare that, you must see that you're talking about, you see what I mean? Because, yes, if you're having a pain, your tooth hurting you, you can't show me that. You can only tell me that you're feeling pain. And you're feeling such a pain that I can see that you're unhappy and I believe you. But apart from that, only you know that pain. All right? The wind is blowing. You see the tree. It's swaying. Right? You know there is wind. What the wind is used for? Not to give you a toothache. Not to make you sick or not like that. It serves its use. If you compare to having a toothache and the fact that you can't see the wind and you can't see the toothache and compare to be the same thing, it's two different applications. So if you're going to use one to compensate for the other one, you're wrong. That's why distinction is very important to make when you are dealing with things that has one their elements can be compared, but you can't compare it and make it applicable in the way you do this one or this one, that one. You cannot compare that element because the two things do two different functions. A tooth is hurting me. It's not the wind. You cannot compare it to the strong wind that is blowing. You can only say you can't see none of them. Can't use them in a tangible kind of way because you have one little intangible element with the effect from a toothache. You feel the toothache. The wind is blowing. You feel the wind, or you see that the wind is blowing because the tree is swaying and stuff like that. But the point is, you can't. The only thing that is comparison here is the fact that you know the wind is blowing. Okay? And the teeth, you are feeling the toothache. Right? So you can only, you know, be in pain and somebody see you in pain. Well, it's that coming, the pain that you're showing is like, I see the tree is swaying, but I don't see the wind that is swaying the tree. So you got to look into these things and know the difference, you see, because you talk about the actual tree. If the tree wasn't there, I wouldn't see the wind at all. But the tree is there, and I can see the leaves are swaying ever so slowly, but a small sway is there. Wind force is causing that. A little toothache is causing you to feel unhappy. And somebody can see you feel unhappy, but they can't see the pain. Don't use those two things to do tangible stuff because you are only seeing the effect or knowing the effect is there because you feel the ache or the pain. But the tree is what is telling me that the wind is blowing, or if I'm standing out there, then I will feel that the wind is blowing. But what if I'm into a shelter, a place that shields me from the wind? I can look out on a tree and find out that the wind is blowing too. Listen, all I am saying is for you to untangle your mind from foolishness. That's all I'm saying. Free yourself from foolishness and to feel like, oh, you're losing out on the hope you have to go to heaven. You know, you're thinking about that based on what you're taught when you were not reading to understand anything, and therefore you start believing that and shut out everything else that are around you as knowledge, and you cannot reach them because of what is stuffed down your brain and block your mind from extend, and you can use the range of judgment by distinguishing between this and that. So you believe no one and you believe in Jesus and so, and even when you are reading a Bible that is telling you is not true, you still don't see that it is not true because you don't understand the words them well enough that you're reading for you to see it. Guess what? Because your mind is a bridge. Something is wrong with your mind. You don't know since when, but somehow you have to be believing something, and the belief is an energy. When you believe, you begin to depend and do certain kind of things that you shouldn't do because you believe. So I want you to know you have believed, you're born with the energy of belief in your brain, okay? You must know that. Don't believe that belief is a gift from the church, okay? So know that you're born with the ability to believe something, but you don't born believing in anything. It's in you. And when you come of age, you're going to know that you can believe into something. Believe in yourself or believe into others or believe in anything. Right. What I want you to know is that belief is something that your mind must activate after you are able to identify something. If your mind cannot identify something, you are in danger if you believe it. Whatever you are you start believing, you are in danger, a potential danger. Because you shouldn't believe in the notion of something. The notion that you're using to believe something, somebody is going to use against you in a lot of cases where this becomes true. A lot of people won't do anything to you because they are nice. But not everybody are nice. Some people want you to believe certain things to dig away at you, that they take, they rob you. That's what a lot of people want you to believe, why they want you to believe in certain things, because they can get something out of you because you believe that. You're not seeing, and you'll be pumping money into what somebody is telling you, and they find all kind of way to keep on taking the money, and you keep on giving them and think it is something good. So I'm telling you what belief inside of you is. It's an energy in you that you are giving away to somebody and make yourself in danger of what they can do to you. All sorts of things that you may even never know they are doing it to you. So expand your mind and see this is a power that belongs to you. See that there was nothing existing back that time. If you have a piece of land and you never worked that land, you never worked the land, you know, like 10 years ago, since you don't work piece of that land. Can you see that time? You know, since you bought that land about 10 years ago, you never plant nothing on it. You fence it around and stuff like that, but you don't plant it up. Remember that time. But what now? You decide to plant something there, so you're going to clean up a certain part of it and, you know, and begin to, you know, plant some little things there. Can you remember when you just bought it and there was nothing there beside a few weeds? Can you remember that? That's the kind of stuff I'm trying to ask you to do, you know. However, you need to understand the level on which I am taking you with that. When you know that nothing, never in the world, billions of years, I mean on Earth, and 3.5 million years ago, human-type creatures begin to evolve. Do you understand that? Begin to follow from 3 million years ago to what you know today. What if somebody is telling you that church exists somewhere back then? You are able to say, no. We don't have anything to prove that. And they might want to tell you, so don't make people fool you and tell you that. How do they know that? Don't make nobody. Read reliable history that tells you. And the history is not going to tell you two things. It's going to tell you one thing. And if you have anything that about the sun or the moon and stuff like that, you get to find out something about the moon and the sun and keep that as a knowledge. As long as you find out, okay, it is a science knowledge and societal knowledge, people who are informed, they know that. Go into a knowledge thing that you can depend on. But don't believe, don't go to church. Because church meant us no good to begin with. So somebody might say, how much good church do? Do you know what somebody told me last night? I'm shocked. This person told me that slavery has done some good for us. Now, if you have an awareness of where we are coming from, of history, we are African people, we are in the Western world right now, but there was the transatlantic slave trade. I mean, a lot of things don't last forever, you know. Now, we are talking about Atlantic slave trade that goes back in the 16th century. But there was a time before the 1620 when there was no Atlantic slave trade. If you see what I'm saying, you need to have the power, a knowledge of time as power to work for you. All right. So I'm telling you, this a person I'm talking to that I give respect to, but look, my respect is not blind. I'm going to keep my respect where I see it is all right to respect you. But what if I must begin to, like, diminish my respect for you? I don't mean that I'm going to disrespect you. I mean the psychological view I have of you. If you begin to behave in a way that I realize that I overrate you, you know what I mean? Or if you were doing it to me, and you find out, you know, I thought that Tim was a nice guy. I didn't know that he would, you know, say things like that or do things like that. And you decide, say, well, then, no, I mean, something is wrong with him. You know, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. The amount of respect you add for me, you had to modify that respect. And it doesn't mean you're going to talk to me negative or treat me wrong. It's just that you have to know you deal with me because I have a level at which you need to, you know, be aware. So I am saying to you now that the Atlantic slave trade came about and we come to be shipped to this side of the world, and we are born by parents that are they themselves are children from our earlier ancestors, right? So if you understand that there was a time when our ancestors were in Africa and we are now in the Western world and we are born from our latest parents, and you understand that. Now, if you know you come from Africa and there is a indigenous knowledge of the locale, that place where you come from in Africa, there's a cultural thing there that you come out of. What if you don't understand the time and space that why you are born and develop in this side of the world? If you don't have a sense of time and occurrence that happened, anybody can tell you any foolishness and reprogram you into being a different persona. That can happen to you if you allow people to get into your mind and plant other type of a setting inside of your mind. I am trying to tell you, say, get to know, you know, the past culture, what did exist. Otherwise, somebody will come and tell you about existence that never happened. And tell you about things that never happened either. Okay? All right. So I am telling you, when we were created in South Africa, all right, we were in South Africa, okay? We were in South Africa. And were removed. Our ancestors, you know, brought us here. So with the narrowing of knowledge that we have acquired and the change from what we knew, our ancestors knew back then coming out of Africa. Remember, some of them dead and never reach here, right? So now that we are here and now we see that we have white people come and say they're taking over, what is their relationship with us? They are white. We are not white. Do we know what history say about them and say about us? Here I am reading it to you. What do you prefer to accept or to respect? Put aside those words that I use. What do you decide to respect? Because this is not telling you about believing anything. Believing is when you trust without even knowledge of it. When I say respect, you can't respect nothing, right? So you are on the right track. When I say respect something, something, not nothing. So, but when somebody is telling you to believe in nothing, they're only calling a name on something that is really in existence for you to see it. But you believe it. I am not telling you anything in what I say for you to believe them. I am telling you something that even if it is intangible, it's connected to some to a tangible thing, though. Even a place. I can say, this is where it was, like Africa. Our ancestors come from Africa. That is something you can say you believe it, but you shouldn't believe it. If you want to respect it, why don't you do a little research to find out if this is recorded stuff I am talking about. That's what you ought to do. Don't just say you believe it. And you begin to some ways about what you're believing, and you're not sure if you are to believe what I'm saying. And you shouldn't be believing what I say. You want to respect. You want to have respect for what I say, because you don't have reason to say you are believing it. That's what I'm saying. Some people might want to intimidate you that if you don't believe, you is like you hate God or something. Don't swallow them kind of stuff. Be certain of what you can be certain of. Don't go and play certain of what you don't know. Keep yourself as yourself. Wait until you know before you will accept that it is true or maybe true. Depend on what you know. All right. So we were created in South Africa, said the history, 200,000 years ago. And 100,000 out of the 200,000, 100,000 years ago, when we were only 100,000 years old in our creation, some of us begin to leave Africa and come to the Western world and other part of the world. Right? And here we are today. Now, was there any church where we come from in Africa? No. No church at all. Was there any Jesus? No. And today, do we come to find out that there is some Adam and Eve was in a garden, as the Bible says? No. But what is in our history? That is, if we read it, we probably don't even know, because we don't read our history based on our experience. We don't have that interest into history. We don't think it's important. All right. But now you come to a point where you become exposed to different ideas and stuff like that. And now you need to sort out the things that you have in your head, whether this is true or that is true. You want to know what to do with yourself, to go, to find out, and to put your head in order with knowledge. You need to go to a source, because we don't have anybody alive. Our ancestors not alive to tell us nothing or to guide us. So we have history. It's a record of the past that tells us about what the world was like back. They talk about BC era, back in time, ancient time, BC. Now they call it AD and Adamani, the age of Christ. Who make up the age of Christ? It's these white sodomite people. If we are afraid to tell them they make these things up, we don't want them in our territory, then we must get out. Then we would have power. That's knowledge, that's power. And this AD and Adamani that we are being controlled by. And these sodomite white people, they make laws of nothing. AD and Adamani is not law. Not civilized law. If it is law to these white people, them no civilized. And that's what the history tells of their origin. They coming from apes. And we now know how they began to talk, because nature didn't tell them to talk. Nature did not tell them to talk. It is the nature that is inside of us that they violated, actually. That's why they are talking. You see what I mean? If we know this as a fact and they cannot dispute it, as far as they are concerned, they are null and void. And when we tell them, we want them out. Don't stay in any of them. It means we connect up to heaven, because we are supposed to emulate Nibiru heaven with the way we run government right here on earth. Where are these white people going telling us that they have a government? When our people when they came here and saw our people in America, what did they see them do? They had an arrangement of government. Where did they get it from? Africa. Elohim. Yeah. So where do they get government from? They think that we make it up. We did not make up our government. And it is right here in the history book that show you that there was government from way back in time back there. And when we begin to raise up our big civilization, it tells you about the role of government, you see. All right. Before I even like touch that, let me tell you, how did some of us began to leave Africa and come down here to the West? How we were identified, and you don't hear these white people talk about it. They don't write about it. They don't say nothing about it, because what? They are covering up their own acts and rape and all kind of stuff that they do to us 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago, it's enough for them to pack up and go where they come from. Not to stay here and tell us, because they are going to experience something they don't want to experience. As long as we come back to recognition of our Creator, they must realize our Creator will not disown us. They will not disown us. It's not civilized to think our Creator will disown us. They are the ones who know what a changed heart is. And if we are changed, they don't see us going to church anymore. They don't hear us speaking in tongues and hallelujah no more. They see us living sane and sober, productive and wonderful. That's how they're going to see us. They don't see us going voting for these sodomites, but talk about they have AD and a dominant government. We don't go there with our minds anymore. All right. In this world, it's a textbook that they themselves has a lot to do with. This world is a textbook because they say they are government. And they have to maintain government anyway, that they come and see. Certain things of government, they cannot delete from what they do. Otherwise, they themselves cannot prosper in the way they do. Under the rug with them, they know they have no existence in our territory any longer. And that's what I'm telling you. What they have done, there are a lot of our people who are sympathetic to white people, because they brainwash us in such a way, it's not easy for us to gain the knowledge to have the right position with them. They don't have human sympathy. They don't have human kindness. They don't have human nature at large. Okay? Because they were not created like that. And the reason why they are talking, they should not have to abuse us to get talking babies. They must satisfy with who nature make them to be. Right? So the fact that they cannot be trusted with anything, They want bombs and everything like to rule everybody else. They, you know, their fucking ass is the highest. It's like in Jamaica we eat ackee and saltfish as a national dish. Well, their fucking ass is their national sexuality. And they want to spread it all over on us. And I know better. And it's me against them. It's me against them because I am enough to spread the word, spread the knowledge all over the world, and they can't stop it. It doesn't matter what kind of power they have. They cannot stop it, okay? Sodom and Gomorrah is their destiny, all right? So I'm telling you, if you're afraid, if you get knowledge, you get courage. If you get the right history, record of the past, you are safe because you can do just simple thing to know the past is real. Because in summary, we couldn't be here if there was not a past tense. Past existence you're looking at when you see us, because we come from the past. These sodomites knock our brains dizzy and chronic. That the things that we are to know and things that we knew when we were leaving Africa. You see? I hear a ring in my ears. Am I getting a message? Now, yes. Yes, I am telling you that the way it is right now, we don't have any reason to be afraid of these people as long as we are dealing with the real thing, the real truth. You're not afraid of them because, number one, they have a false $100 bill that they say is real $100 bill. That's the way what these people are doing. They take over our life, way of life, and make it into sodomy. That's what they do. They sodomize. I'm trying to tell you that some of these people, some of our own people, their brain is so damaged. You won't walk on the street and pick up garbage. You're not going to do that. You can work a job and work good money and everything like that, but your head is too damaged. The fact that you go to church says that you're clinically damaged. You're damaged because you go to church and praising Jesus. And right now, simple information can make you know that what you're singing about Jesus Christ cannot be true, because these are the same criminals that overthrow the king in Rome and call themselves Romans from that point on, take our military and begin to hunt down all of our territories that until now we have not retrieved any of our territory back, because Africa gives them the right to do what they're doing. Africa. But we are not depending on Africa. We have a brain of our own. You see, and what we have is knowledge of knowing who we are. That's the power that protects us. Not the kind of attitude and the kind of, you know, the way we come to view the world and the way we address we express our grief and pain. That's not the way it's supposed to go. We're talking really something that we feel makes sense, but in the long and short run, we are in the same position, talking the same kind of thing, repeating the same kind of thing, because every day it's like you sing the same song when you go to church. You know? Well, it's the same way we repeat the same thing. Because how long since the white people ruling? You know what I mean? And how many in the United States, how much people in the United States, prominent, talking against injustice of the African people that these white people come here and see. They come here and see us. And fight until they get rid of those that were here doing their business. They want America. I mean, if you think white people are civilized, what kind of civilized people leave their homeland and decide to go all around the world and conquer a nation of people, pieces of people? How could they be sane? And they are a species themselves. And the trace shows that millions of years, they didn't have a language. They don't have anything at all to call their own because they don't have the ability to own anything. They're lucky that we never come there and destroy them and just take over Europe. They're lucky because that was easy to be done because how long they are making stone tools, they can't, it's not fire one of them like a firecracker or on the 4th of July when they're plow, plow, plow. They couldn't do that before the Bronze Age, you know. No. Think about what I'm saying. These white people couldn't have 4th of July. They didn't have any African people to kill and to steal from. They are having 4th of July because they're a criminal crook. They are murderers. They are the biggest, criminal conquerors that don't have no respect for the civilized people who they prey on and put themselves where they are today. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, you're full up of the church. When I hear my friend say last night that, I said, you are saying that slavery do good for us? And he's like you bet it does. I said, well, you know, look, me no like them, there's something way I talk about. Because I said, these people, how much of us they kill? How many of us they kill? That's what I ask him. How much of them we kill? Now, when we are at that level of conviction that slavery do good for us, thing that we had, rule as king from Hernamu, you know, remember we come from the flood. And before the flood, the God's rule and there was kingship, rule government over the entire earth. Well, when the gods retire from their mission and decide to go migrate back to where they come from, we get the government because we have their blood. They created us from their blood. That's why we are hybrid people and we are ethnic people. A lot of us together. And today, because of the white people, we don't even recognize our own ethnic group. If you ask, you know, somebody in the African ethnic group, ask them who are the members of the ethnic group. They don't know what you're talking about. A lot of them don't know nothing. And it is because of the white people and the church and what they inculcate us. We don't know ourselves. And if you think because you go to a university and you make money and stuff like that, you think your brain is all right. How is it all right when you're reading all these big, bulging lies in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden, the first one? How you don't know say that a foolishness? How you don't know? How come you don't know that no wise men follow any star? How come you read that? You don't see all the things in there that are telling you. If you were a detective, you would go out and investigate and you would capture a thief, right? But You can't capture the criminal in the church like a pastor. We're preaching total lie. Where the Bible is itself, I talk about Jesus said this, but other places in the Bible I tell you that Jesus never wanted to fulfill the scripture. St. John 6:15. Is it telling you that Jesus deny and hide from the occasion where the Bible says he should became a king of, you know, ruling as king upon the throne of David and a prince of peace. And Jesus, the Bible says, run and hide him, didn't want to become king. He shows you the people that actually writing the Bible are fucking ass, and they themselves don't have good brain. Right. When you and I believe that Jesus Christ is a savior and die on a cross, it shows that both them and us brain is bad, because they have the monkey blood. They don't have civilized faculty. Right. They do not. They only have some level of sense. And so do we. Because they interbreed us, and right now we marrying them and continue to infect ourselves with rhesus monkey blood by these same white people. Why they look so pretty and able to do so many wonderful things? Well, they didn't do it unless they steal knowledge from us. They didn't do it unless they were educated in our system. It wouldn't happen unless they rape and destroy and sodomize our people. You see? Because they come as the mighty giant and the rulers of earth. They are gods. Remember, they couldn't talk before. But now they're calling themselves gods. You imagine that? I can't forget this name, Rothschild. You know the Rothschild? You ever see him? You ever see him to Washington? You know, up to the White House out there. They call it the Capitol. These fucking ass white men that talks about their government. I am telling you, they're not. Going to the world is a textbook. We can't fool around with this. Okay? If you don't know, all right, because you are nobody. You have president and you have the White House and you have all the people of government. Heck, look, they don't weigh nothing in the scale of righteousness. None of them don't weigh nothing in this in the scale of religion. They weigh them busting down the scale though of church and monotheism, God and Jesus Christ. Now, you see, before anybody face these issues, these white people, oh my gosh, they are unstoppable. Police will just kill you, and man out there with guns killing school children. You can't stop them. You don't hear the president come out and put a stop to any of these killings? No, because it's in their nature. You don't see they withdraw. They make federal law for you to marry to another person with your same sex. Now, you want to tell me that they are civilized to make universal law for two gender of the same sex marrying to each other, two women marrying each other, two men marrying each other. And they are taking this into every one of our territory where they say they rule and they govern and they have law. Can't bring it here. Can't bring it to this guy named Tim Aldred. You can't bring it here because they don't have history book. World is a textbook of which they edit too. But the world history portion of National Geographic is not fooling around with the truth either. It doesn't matter how they try to pollute it. In it, they call themselves Romans, and I pick them apart, calling themselves Romans, and where they become, they come from nothing. They come from doing the coup on the king and steal everything from 509 that day until now. They use everything they steal from us and enrich themselves to where they are, make AD and Adamani, and now rule as the power of the world. All of the bombs and guns where they have, intimidating everybody in the world. You know what? It's no longer the same power that they had, because nobody was telling the truth. You see, even Colin Powell helped them. That lets you know what kind of power these white people, fucking ass people, what they do. Now, I have people who scorn me for talk this stuff. I can take a lot of that scorning. I mean, I don't know how many pounds of scorn I can take, but I won't tell you about. I don't think they have enough scorn to scorn me. Corn, I can bear. Look, dear scorn, look, as long as I am alive, they don't have a tongue like I do. They do not. You see, and if you are dear and you are afraid of these white people, you see, you don't think that they are fucking ass. You don't think so. It's the reason why you're afraid of them. If you are convinced that they're walking around and spreading disease and homosexuality on us, then you don't afraid of them. You just don't afraid of them. The banks and all those things that they have out there and dominating us, it's not theirs. And a fit them, because the world is to tell us where they come from the first humanoid, Homo erectus, up into Europe. And where did they go from there? They were only making stone tools. What did they do up there to start talking? I already tell you, they were criminals, and they went out being criminals. They were not just fucking their own species, but they come and begin to ravage ours, and here we are, we don't have any sense. But we were able to migrate from Africa 100,000 years ago and come into the West. And all of what they have done to us, the welfare and other sphere around the globe, we establish it. It don't reach close to the amount of time they spend in Europe and had nothing but stone tools that they were making. For what? You think about what I'm saying, and you understand why. Why I'm saying what I'm saying. And if you think that the United States president is a president, wait until we get to that point when it is going to start affecting people. Wait till you get to that point. Wait till people really know the real truth. So it is a process taking us there. And you're going to find out that when you think they the head, you're going to see their tail wiggling on the ground. Because you never see, but you can't see. That's the way it is. But what do you expect? Because the gods, the world, didn't set it up for them. The human world, civilized world, it is their blood that create the civilized world that they put inside of us. That's right. And we are capable of keeping things the way we are supposed to, but they intervene. They come in as talking serpent. And they are hiding under the shelter of what you call words, euphemism, and some other kind of words that used to cover up reality. That them delve into, because they come and morph into our name, our character, our demeanor, everything we have, they take it on. And to our faces, night and day, they remove us out of our own places. And simply because our brain turns, as it were, water, we cannot maintain control over kingship administration. So we gave it up to them. And those of us who don't really want that cannot do anything to it, because you don't know what to do. Me never know what to do either. Me didn't see any way of we getting out from under white people, but I see it now. I know now. I was prepared to know. You know, I didn't know that I was being prepared to do anything, but I can look back in retrospect and see psychologically, I can now trace and find out that, you know what? These hardly any of my brothers and sisters portray my image. I want to think that my mother may have felt something she could not explain when she had me. The closest I come to hearing something from my mother is before she passed away. I didn't hear it myself, but one of my closest cousins, what she said. My cousin today is a pastor of a church, and we get along. Not along the church dogmas, but we get along as cousins. We are bond, well bond, because his mother, my mother, bond real well. Not all of us are siblings bond, but he and I bond more than the rest. We don't even bond at all, but our level of knowledge, and you know, he doesn't show me anything that wrong my knowledge or my way of life. So he told me that before my mother passed away, she told him, his first name is George told me that my mother spoke to him and said, look, I want you to keep a high on Tim. That's what he told me. Because I heard him talking some things, and he never used to say those things. I'm telling you that now, while being aware of memory lane and what memory lane still have in my consciousness. I will have to admit that I had some attitude, you know, the way I think. I was a nice person. Not violent. But I am rough when it comes to right and wrong. I am turbulent when it comes to right and wrong. I don't fool around with honesty. I mean to be honest. I can make mistakes. It has to be a genuine mistake. I am not, you know, I am not averse to cleaning up any mess that I make. If I am wrong, I'm going to tell you I'm wrong, because look, wrong is not going to get me anywhere. If I deny I am wrong, it's not going to get me anywhere. It's going to stop me. It's going to block me from ascend to who I want to be. So my cousin tells me that, and we talk about it a few times, there is nobody on planet Earth that I cannot stand up to as far as equity, honesty is. I don't know nobody, because no matter who they are, once they are in front of me, they're just like me. In the context of, they will never impress me like they are a power over me. That has never happened. If I was trembling before they come in front of me, once they're in front of me, that is gone. That is done away. Because once the button is pressed and, you know, the recorder begins to roll, I don't know what it is to be nervous anymore. Because what I am going to say is honesty. It's not hatred. It's not anything that is, you know, negative in a sense that I'm doing injustice or lying or revolting against the truth or something like that. But as far, I would say I have a universal thinking. The best thing we have is a history that tells us about universality, life, and what life manifests on earth when it does and stuff like that. And that's what governs my thinking. That's what I come to know. But how long it took for me to have good cognizance and enough knowledge to express myself like the way I'm doing. I mean, I'm not the best talker or nothing like that. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to talk the way I can talk, right? And if you say speak, well, I mean, which one? But talk, because I have done that in too many of instances, you know, as proof that I really don't have a dread for any human at all. I may have more dread if I saw a bad dog coming after me. I don't know what's going to happen then, you know, but I don't have a fanatic fear of anything. I do not. But as far as what I see in America, these white people, they don't have no legs to stand on. All that they come from East and the West and all what they want to do is come here and go on like what they did in January 6th. And now they're behaving like, no, that's not what they meant to do. This is the kind of uncivilized behavior these people have. Now, why must we sit down and just watch them kill us? From one place to the other, and they are a government with laws that enforce what they do, and we just perish. I'm saying no, it's not happening anymore. Little by little, the God know how to steer the wheel. But as long as they have a man, one human that they are able to manage, it's over with for them. Because they turn God, they're going to find out what kind of God they are. Right? They have laws to marry two men, two women, and maybe dogs too. And I'm telling you, as long as I am made to breathe, I will see their hand. I will see their hand because I feel determined that it is going to happen. Will it happen and we fall down into the ditches, unable to help ourselves? Well, will we come to acknowledge of what causes it? The God didn't push us down where we are. Neither did the white people push us down where we are. They mean whatever they do, and we are a part of what they do. I don't know how exactly it happened, but we are held responsible. And I, like you say, let God be true and all men a liar. Whatever happened, there was 100,000 years of existence before we begin to migrate to elsewhere out of Africa. And no report that anything, no report that anything was bad then. You see, because the problem begin to, the problem arise after we begin, after 100,000 years. Okay, so we did pretty much a good development, you know, in little villages back those times, right? Well, we're coming out now to other parts of the world, and that's when things went wrong. You see, that's when the falling away took place. And then we have a Bible being written just a few days ago that these sodomites, after they're talking and have education and all that kind of stuff now, and they begin to take control and begin to spread sodomy. Uh-huh. They didn't know exactly what they were doing. Neither does Africa understand. Neither do they understand what they have done. But it is recorded. What they have done is recorded. So nobody cannot, like, slight what happened. Because as long as you can identify what they do, they are there as a physical object that affirms what you read in the book. The record, certified. White people have nothing to do but go back to where they come from. Because there, the gods have dynamics to do it. I don't have none. I don't have no gun. Right? But I bet you won't want to see me. You would want to see me if I had a gun. But you don't want to see me in person, empty-handed. You don't want to see me. What your experience is likely be is you stand much better chance that is not me shooting you, is you shooting me. That is if I had a gun. That is if I had a gun. Right? Because up to now, I only see gun maybe on TV or something like that, but I don't recall I've ever held a gun at all. I used to shoot slingshot when I was a boy. But right now, I'm too zealous. I'm too zealous about the condition that these white people create. Africa have done something bad, vile, vile, stupid, and uncivilized. But these white people, they are the ones who have taken up arms against us and kill us and put noose around our necks. All sorts of indecent sodomite stuff to us, like they told, they wrote in the Bible about Lot. Send out those two men to us because we want to know them. We want to fuck their asshole. That's what we want to do. That's what they write in the Bible. These white people. So, what I think and feel about it is that, you know what? The gods tells us this. Important religious developments also characterized the new urban civilizations. All of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. These are the good priests, you know, because these white sodomites in the background of Roman religion, in their background, they are priests too, and they call their emperor God and all that kind of thing. But this account here is not talking about their priests and the ritual that they were mimicking. Okay? So this reporting here is different. It's in the same world as the textbook, but this is a different context of reporting right here. So it tells you, to win the favor of the gods, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them, the gods. This gave the priest, the good priest, not the sodomite mimicking priest, them, priests who are really serving the gods, special power. It gives them special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval from the gods, right? And some rulers claimed to be divine. All right. Now, my friends, I promise to tell you, and been holding it for some time now, not willfully, but accordingly, we were identified. So I am showing you, we have a space of 100,000 years from when we were created in South Africa by DNA fertilization in vitro in glass tube. And the narrative continues to tell you all the details, how we were created. This church, these white people, they come and they wipe out all of the goodness that pertains to civilized people. And they wipe out and they talk about it's in the time of Christ. So they are making up a God of their own, and a caste of God and son and devil and Adam and Eve. You can't find any place to represent those things. But these white sodomites, that's what they went ahead from. They began to build up their talking baby culture. That's what they build up first. And then from there, they come in and begin to access our facilities. gain education, artisan skills of diverse kind, science, medicine, everything. These guys came in, and you imagine they must have gotten their hand on some of the Mies, the God's computerized disk. When they overthrow the king in Italy, I imagine, based on the way the system was running, the gods gave the kings useful information how to run their affairs. When they go into Europe with the coup, 509 BC, there was no church. There was no white people running any affairs or was having any what you call military forces. They wasn't running anything. They were actually using the polytheism establishment as a support to what they were doing. They were behaving like they are a part of us when they were out there setting up their things and using the polytheism institution as a supportive entity to what they are doing. Nobody troubled them because Africa, I don't know, I cannot tell you of any time or any date when I suspect these white people, now that they're talking of education, they have power. I don't know when they confront African government, because Africa have government all over the other place. They have government. But based upon historical observation, they were burglarizing and destroying all the things in Mesopotamia. In the Bronze Age. That's in the 3000 BC, coming down to 1200 BC. They were destroying what we have. That's what they were doing. They were destroying what we have in the Bronze Age, at a time when they only make stone tools, and 1.5 million years or so that they were in Europe. So what I'm saying to you, that we are leaving Africa, and we are coming to out in the, you know, in the outside of Africa. So I'm saying to you that I don't know of anything they do outside of destroying the Bronze Age. They call themselves sea people, and they do a lot of things in Egypt and Europe, apparently, before they come out and inaugurated themselves. The coup was their political inauguration, when the world would be unnoticed by publication, that they actually pull off a coup on the king. Well, I'm able to talk about it because I found it in the World History textbook, and nobody in my almost 60 years, I never heard anybody talk about that. Never heard anybody talk about the coup of a king. And I always think that, those things would never take place with kingship. But these white people begin to, fester up the world society before we really know them on record. They were working underground and building up their scheme. You see, other book beside the World History textbook, authors write about what they were doing undercover. James Sparks is one of them, who write what they were doing and how they make up the three churches, Christianity, Judaism, Christianity, Judaism, and the Farrakhan Islam.
Yeah.
Those three churches, they call it a star. They call it a star. You know, the three churches. That's what they call it. And from way back in the 300 BC, they were underground criminals, these white people. So, 100,000 years now we have, you know, since I told you about their interbreeding and the babies that talk, and from those talking babies, they begin to have a generation of hominid ape-like people begin to talk. They did look like monkey for real. You can look in the world, it's a textbook, and see their faces and how they walk. But during the time that they interbreed with the Neanderthals, they do it so long that most of them got rid of looking like monkey. You know, when they have these babies, they don't come looking like monkey like they used to do. Over a period of time, they look like humans. That's the reason why you see these white people the way they are. They think that we will never know. They think we'll never know because none of the great preachers, African preachers, they're not black at all. We don't have no black people. Now, none of these ivory people that come out as great preachers, you never hear they touch nothing like they have any sense about those things. But I never wanted to be a preacher at all. You know what I mean? I wanted to just be me. So I have ambition to want to know. I want to be more than fourth grade level. I didn't think fourth grade level was doing much for me, you know. And I was age 7, right? And I... It's funny, but that's the way it has been, okay? And my view of the world. So I am trying to, like, get this thing over with now. I'm telling you that I don't know when these people approach Africa, right, and become buddies with them. But I can assure you the background that they were out and about doing things from under the latter BC era now. You know, coming on like from, you know, 3000 coming on. They begin to work, but the world don't know. You know, it's not like big medias and all these kind of things. People are always looking for news and all these days now, but it wasn't so back then. So they were doing a lot of things on the ground, and we African people in the West now, since the interbreeding started, we don't have no kind of a thing about us that quick to bust anything these white people are doing. We stay away from them because they're criminal. They kill you. They'll kill you. So nothing was going our way. They were stripping us of everything we have. They were telling us that we are their citizens when they take over our communities. And nothing was going our way. Nothing was going our way. We don't have anybody to help us. We have been astray. And there was nobody at all. They are going to go where they're supposed to go now. They will. As bad as these fuckers think they are going to go where they belong. You watch. So I am telling you, they are not on the right side of the street. We are on the right side of the boulevard because the information is here. I'm telling you. And you can see nobody is trying to make use of the history that belongs to our blood. The Bible we have, and it has Jesus' blood. Jesus was never a character on earth at any time. Never. And that's what they are running a government on in the year of our Lord. These fucking idiots are so idiotic and uncivilized that they think that they can run a bureaucracy on the blood of Jesus died on the cross. And remotely, it never happened at all. That the most sane of an African person today don't know nothing about what I'm talking about because they don't read the history. They don't read the history. And another thing, even if they read the history, will they know what they're reading? They can read. It's not because they can read. They read better than me. But do they know the words better than me? That's the thing is. And where I catch you. Right? When they read over it and go to church and pray to God, me stop pray to God long time because I come to find out how everything, how the cookie crumble. You know what I mean? Talking serpents in the Bible. No talking serpent, no exist. But now I know that these same white people are the talking serpent. Who write the Bible? Talking serpent not writing the Bible. How the hell these people know what talking serpent is if they are not the talking serpent? And write wriggles. They're talking about pussy fucking. And they're talking about at a tree in the midst of the garden. Look at that comparison. And they're talking about a real God. Don't touch the fruit. Don't eat the fruit. The darn, talking serpent. He's saying, God know the day you eat of the fruit, you will not die. And according to Eve, the serpent illustration was convincing. And she eat of the fruit. What did she do? Get fucking. She got fucking. The midst of the garden. That's it. Who is writing it? The prophets, right? Yes. And who are the prophets? These same fucking white hominid gorillas. It's them. You know, nobody will want to confront me to unravel that because they can't lose, you know. They cannot lose. You better don't lose. Don't slide. Don't slip. Don't take a chance. You see, because what is written in the Bible, there is written too carelessly, implicit, and connect the dots. They can't run from what they write, and they don't have anything to catch it up. Nothing at all. What do you think I must have as a reaction to that? These fucking ass lose. So what do? Go back quick where they come from. Because they can't stand here and talk about they're running government and all this kind of stuff and continue to abuse the African people. It doesn't matter to me what our people, what state they are in, what they are doing. I really can't judge them right now. I can't judge them right now. Because I know I was lost too. And I know who the subjects are. Who to be in this situation. Because our people are leaving Africa 100,000 years ago. And it's them. We wind up connecting with these white animals. And they treat us like, you know what I mean? Until now, we don't have an intercessor. But I read somewhere in the Bible too, that information is in there that is talking to people who will understand what it is saying, because not everybody is going to read the Bible and understand certain things in the Bible. Even a person who believes in everything can come to see what they are not supposed to accept in the Bible. Where the Lord is saying, the Lord, it says, woe unto Ariel. You see, a war is pronounced against these white sodomites who rule Jerusalem. Yes. You can read it too in St. Matthew 28. Read it for yourself. The Lord hath a mighty and strong one who is like a tempest of hail and a devouring storm, who will cast down to earth with the hand, and much more. Isaiah 29 also, that chapter is loaded, and it is going to do more things. And so, I'm telling you, if you think that the gods above would tolerate what these people are doing, I don't doubt that the gods, fully aware of what was about to take place, and decide, well, leave it to them and let them manage, because they have more than what to manage. Well, I don't know if the gods go as far as seeing that we were going to become church people, you know, but I can just surmise that they knew that something would happen and we would have to deal with it. We are not anything with, you know, cherish more than what I see the gods, what they think about us. I know that we will be okay if we just walk the walk and talk the talk. So when they see these things happening, they ain't running, coming, and trying to, like, you know, pin on napkin on us. No, we must grow up with might of intellect and physically and everything, and take care of business. We don't make this ape-like because it's a shame. Faggot and all that. And we accept these beasts come as faggot. And we are saying slavery do good for us. You know, after they put noose, how many they massacre, put noose and massacre how much of us in America alone? And we'll go on like say, oh, well, you know, it really doesn't matter, the will of the Lord, that I'm not Nagasa. We become mentally delinquent. African people become mentally delinquent. And those of them who think they have university and college education, I'm talking to you that go to church. You too. You are delinquent because you can't be reading those trash and don't see that no Jesus, no go to, no Bethlehem to die on a cross for you. Name Jesus Christ. How you have university education and you don't see that? Caesar Augustus is a crook stealing for his people who is trying to totally destroy our species. And you out there and behaving like you are okay, like, oh, you have this great intellect, oh, you make a lot of money and all that kind of thing. It doesn't matter how much money you make, but do you accept Genesis creation story of the Bible? If you do that, it proves that you have technical problem with your brain. Yes, you can do a whole bunch of these other things, but not unless those things, the ability to do those things mean that, okay, what you don't have no spiritual problem. Where Bible is telling you, your mind must be unnatural for you to understand all these bunch of stinking lies that they have in the Bible about creation and God. Nothing don't go like that. All proven now, when I read and thoroughly examine everything that I can find, I find out those things are not true. You wouldn't get me turn against God, against Jesus Christ. It would not happen, because I never changed from hit because I didn't, you know, see anything. No. I stay with it because, indeed, I have no reason at all. Well, if I didn't say it right, I mean, if I saw something that disproved earlier than I did, then the change would come earlier. But I am saying to you, nothing did not distract me from believing what I believe. But no sooner I begin to read and make distinction, I begin to see right away that something is wrong. So I couldn't to ignore the world upside down, and I am conscious of it, and I still continue into that kind of stuff. I couldn't. And things that I made, some things that I did when I didn't know, when Christianity did not affect me the way it should have, because I require a lot more out of what church was offering me. I want to grow. I wasn't going anywhere. I am beyond the church, as it were, but I don't know anything. So my belief in God and Jesus is still there. So there's a lot of things that I'm not connected to. Things that I would do back then, I'll never do that now. I'll never do. I'm not in the church, and I'm living and doing, living in the world. But there are certain things now that I just won't do that I would risk and do when I was hanging on the tail of the church. All right. So what I'm trying to tell you, the kind of people we are, people around the world that have this and have that, and you may be enticed and drawn away by what some people are saying. But my friends, people have some kind of thinking that rise above history, and they rise above everything, and God, they reverence God, though, because they can't give up God, but they don't have enough sense to know that world history is record of the past, like your birth certificate. I mean, how can you believe in your birth certificate and you don't believe in the record of the past that tells you about your ancestors and everything? All right, what I'm trying to tell you now, you see, when I hear people talk about an entertainer, people like myself, who's still blind, and talk these kind of things, depresses my intellect. I feel barren when I'm hearing them sucking down these whole bunch of foolishness. And I know, I am out of that zone long time, but what can I do besides talk and talk the way I think I should talk to them? So I'm telling you, whilst the white people writing a Bible, our existence, the world is the textbook. By the authority that edits it, they write some facts here that we are only distracted from noticing them. But if we begin to read like we want knowledge, you want to have an objective mind. No matter what you see on the wrong side, you have to exit out. You can't. And find a different way to live your life. You can't say, well, then, all right, keep your Jesus belief. It means knowledge is there to make you know things, to make you feel good and justified, to change your thinking. But when you feel like only Jesus can save you and all that, you don't read the part to show you that no Jesus never come on earth. Read the part of the Bible to help you find out. That would quickly, if you were reading properly, you would quickly find out, say, no three wise men, no take no star. But you go to the earliest. No, Adam and Eve was not in any garden, because the Bible afraid to tell you where the garden is. And they are telling you tangible things that they're not providing intangible stuff for. You need the intangible and the tangible to go together. And this is a case where you got to have that. The Bible has a situation where you have the opportunity to see whether or not tangible things fitting around you with the intangible Bible argument. You see what I'm talking about? You have to find out, does the Bible give you the argument which shows you that what it is saying about Adam and Eve in a garden is true? Does it? Why are you satisfying with something when you're believing in it and it is missing minus important elements? Why are you believing it? It goes to show you it's something got to be wrong, because there should be something that is candid with you. You can't count on the Bible as, you know, telling you fairy tale and lore and legends, like it is telling you about how you were created. The Bible not telling about how you were created. Read our history, and you can see it presents you, you know, it presents you as a story, like you read any article with a story that is true. Newspaper have story, something happened, and they have a lot of stories that are true. I mean, how would you like the reporters are making up those things? You would not appreciate that. Well, the World History textbook identify us when we left Africa as the first anatomically humans, not modern. Don't buy these things when you read them in a World History textbook. And in order for you to know that it is not the civilized truth, they put in word or take away word. To these white people are always baiting us wherever they can. So when they are identifying us and relegate us down to being a modern man, modern humans, don't buy into the modern. Because when you're going to pin modern to us as hybrid ethnic people, you throw us in the dumpster by calling us modern. When I ask the question, and you can ask the question to anybody that you think can tell you, don't give away what I am telling you, but test people for yourself. Ask them, what is it that characterizes a modern world? Now, I come to find out these things because I'm thinking. Because when I read world history that tells us about the gods and before the flood and tell us how we get to where we are, it so happens right now. We are the people that represent civilization. First, even if they don't want to tell you, but the gods came, the civilized people, okay, into South Africa. And when they created us, we go all around the world and spread civilized way of life, right? So the thing is, we have not changed. We remain the same people as we were created in South Africa 200,000 years ago. Right? We are talking since 200,000 years ago. White people start talking since 100,000 years ago. So we are talking by birth, natural causes, 100,000 years ago, before them come and do their crooked thing and begin to get talking baby from those of our species, mainly first the Neanderthals. They weren't talking there either. They only start looking more like human beings, right? To the point, 100,000 years after we were living, that's when they come and begin to fuck around, we the hybrid, with the God's blood. That's when they begin to have talking babies. So now, we are not modern man. All of the birth that they got by interbreeding with us ethnic people, they are who called today modern. That's what they are talking about, these white, uncivilized white people. When you hear they talk about modern things, modern man, they're talking about since their time, and they begin to turn our society world upside down from the Bronze Age coming before the Brontes, come on, right down through the Brontes and to where we are. They classify it as modern. They talk about Renaissance and dark times in Europe, and they go through a lot of things. They have seen some signs, but they are too uncivilized to be afraid. They are immune to being killed by nature. They don't care. So no matter what disaster sign they have experienced, they don't care. Fucking ass, stay with them, no matter what. See, I tell you that they come here with no intention. And all these other places, when they go to Europe and overthrow the king, they didn't go there for the king to stay or have any rule anymore, because they intend to rule the world. And that's where they started it, right there, by stealing the compound and everything as secrets of the gods that the king had. They're going to possess it from that point on. When you see these white people behaving the way they do, just think about what they have done since 509 BC. Just think about that. It's a whole lot of stuff they do, and they're not doing it against themselves. They're doing it to us, because we are the ones who have been established ourselves in the Western world and other places where around the other side of the globe and everything like that. We gone to all the places outside of Africa. So they intend to overturn this civilized kingship civilization. That's what they intended to do. That's why they come to everywhere we are and tell us that we are not humans, and, you know, they have laws, and they make laws to kill us right now. 1220 AD, you Google that, and you will see. That's a law they make to kill us if we don't join the church, to kick us out of our community, and steal all the property where we have, everything we have. They own us and own everything we have. Right this moment, they have laws to do that. And as long as we accept that they do it. But I'm telling you, the knowledge is in the world, is the textbook. And that's what carry law and order. They must show in the world is the textbook where they and their laws come from. Because the government is into this world is the textbook. And they call themselves Romans. So they are a subject of us. Technically, you're looking at it. They make themselves subjects of a subject of the God who give us kingship to rule the earth. They don't have any way to win ruling, you know, ruling anywhere outside of Europe. These people, they don't have an argument to make, because they can't make any argument here of what they call federal law. No. Only when they can prove that they have jurisdiction over us. They can't get it from fucking each other's ass and feel like they're powerful and talk about they make law, legislation to rule us. Go up to Europe, go make all the laws you want. You didn't make it up there before our time. Couldn't make fire gun before our time. You didn't have weapons of iron before our time. You didn't have anything. So we're going to take them and clean off everything that they take from off of us. Everything. Everything. Just give me a chance, eh? Give me a chance. If they are not in the world, it's a textbook. They don't stand a breathing chance to survive both their government. Is it time to deal with it? So I'm telling you, no, they're not getting away from this. Their time is up. If you don't see it, you know, I don't need no more glasses to see this. But I'm telling you, they want to call us homosexual. That's why they are putting the prefix of homo and sapien and call us homo sapien. Like, oh, we are a homo species. We are not, said the world history. They are homo erectus. We are not homo sapien. We are wise, wise sapien, you understand. That's what this says. So it goes on. They identify us as the first anatomically humans, people who look like us, who known as wise sapien, right? The plaza, the homo, sapien, all over the place. Remember that. Don't apply homo to sapien, okay? Yes, so we are wise sapiens. That this is what we are known as, sapiens, because we are the subgroup. Our species is only named wise sapiens, but we, the subgroup, are called wise sapiens, wise human being. Now, Neanderthal is one of our subgroup from wise sapien. Neanderthal is a wise sapien because they didn't have the blood of the gods, okay, to create them. They just a plain subgroup, okay. So when they interbreed with them, it was okay. They just look like they're a human being, but they have to come and interbreed with us to get talking baby because of the blood of the gods. That's what makes us talk. So now they said, when we left Africa 100,000 years ago, the first anatomically human people who look like us, known as wise sapien, wise human beings, appeared in Africa between 150 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa 100,000 years ago. And my friends, the spread of wise sapien. You see? The spread of wise sapien. You see, by 30,000 BC, wise sapien had replaced the Neanderthals. So you see, they are saying now, who had already died out, possibly as a result of conflict between the two groups. I don't buy this. I do not buy this. And the reason why I don't buy it is that I suspect they kill them off. They kill the Neanderthals because they were interbreeding with them for about some 40,000 years. I read that before. So, look, my friends, I have to be going now. And I have just a little, I have something to cover here. And I have to cover this. Blessings to you, and I hope you get something. All right, look here, the headline for this priestess. One more Bible lie of incest with only three civilized left on earth. Gay pens, what they write, right? They are writing these things. And something for us to gather some sense. Genesis, Rabbah, surprisingly portray Lot's daughters. Right? So Genesis is going to like tell us, give us a portrayal of Lot's daughters. And I don't think any Lot offered his daughters to be fucked by these sodomites. I don't see that. okay, because they are always padding information all the time and make up situation to tarnish the African people. That's what they keep on doing until now. All right? So they're saying about Lot's daughter and their choices in a decidedly positive light. In their choices in a decidedly positive light. That, oh, they think they are making a positive light for Lot's daughter, but I don't see it that way based on everything that I know about Bible story and what history is. While exacerbating Lot's culpability. You know? Lot was not right to offering his daughter to Sodomite. So that's a part of why I don't believe, I don't accept that it is true that Lot was offering his daughter. They're making up a story for themselves. They are the one who's writing it. It's not African publicizing this. These white fucking people, they're writing this stuff. All right, move on. Lot and his daughters take refuge in a cave and begin their debauch outside his wife, now a pillar of salt, faces the furnace of Sodom. Engraving? Welcome, Library London. Lot's daughters, the biblical account, Genesis 19:30 through 37. In Genesis 19, Lot and his family flee Sodom after being warned by angels of the impending destruction of the city and the neighboring city, Gomorrah. While the angels warned them not to look back, Lot's wife turns back to gaze. I don't think it's true either. He turned back to gaze upon the destruction and is subsequently turned into, a pillar of salt. Genesis 26. Now lift up with only, Now left with only one, with only his two daughters, and frightened by the experience. Just a sec.
No. This is just about the fourth senior benefit, right? And I've been telling these folks, don't call me because I don't need what you're offering me, all right?
Okay, now he goes on to say, Lot removes himself and his daughters from the city of Zoar, to which they escaped to live in a cave in the hills away from any civilization. Now, couldn't they go? I mean, they were wealthy, and why did they need to be in a cave? You know, that's why I don't, these white people, they write a lot of scam, you know, and I'm reading into this here, and you have to use your good sense to pick up on their, thing that they do. And you talk about these things are written in the Bible anyway. There is no authorship to say this was a civilized reporting on how, who was there to report this and stuff like that. You know, so I dump this. I don't regard this as a real story. But I'm not denying that something in history about this, but they exploit these historic things and make it what they want it to be. We don't want nothing story in a Bible from white people. Just understand it. They are stink of fucking in ass uncivilized hate. We don't want nothing from them. The way they come to talk is not nature give them speech. It's because they're criminal fucking ass. You know, to get their way, that's what they do. We don't want no story from them in any Bible. If you really know what's going on, you don't read their Bible, or you read it for some other reason. but they go into they escape and go into a cave in the hills away from any civilization. Why were they moving away from any civilization? That was only the only place that civilization people were. It was the plains. They called, 5-6 cities of the plains. I mean, they weren't able to go any place else. The cave was not a safe place for them to stay, I don't think. All right. So it goes on. It says, Lot's daughters, listen to this, are concerned concerned about their solitude and the possibility of preserving humanity. You believe that's what they were concerned about in a tragedy and stuff like that? They need to find some place to go. How long they staying in the cave? How long are they staying in the cave? Just read read with your intelligence. I know that when you read in Bible story, legends, even if it has a historic meaning, like for example, Adam and Eve is a historic thing. And look at they write the Bible and write all these lies around it, lie about talking serpents and all that. When they involved with what happened to the African people. No matter about it in the garden, it happened and all that. Not happening in the garden. No. It happened, they carried, drug our people into their stippy and grass and stuff like that, and in a cave. That's what they do. So when they find these stories, now, them are writing a Bible and they make a report themselves and a testify about themselves. And them not have no sense or pride or shame to know that they are sodomites, fucking assholes, and mingling up with story that don't come from people with fuck assholes, right? They need to understand that. Now, so it goes on to that they are concerned about their solitude, right? And the possibility of preserving humanity, really, into that situation, and that's what they are thinking about. So they decide to get their father drunk. You imagine this? Same thing at Lot's house. They pile up a story and talk a whole bunch of crap. And now they're still following Lot and getting more dirt through and Lot and have intercourse, right? They want to get him drunk and have intercourse with him with the gall of getting pregnant. with the goal. The goal, right, is with the, not the goal, but the goal of getting themselves pregnant. Genesis 19:31 through 33. The chief city of the county was Rabat, Ammon, site of the modern city of Ammon, Jordan's capital. Don't believe, do not accept any Bible story which pastor has written from authentic original, what? Which pastor has written from authentic original Hebrew? It's only pastoring like it come from original Hebrew, but that's not true. They make up all kind of imitation Hebrews and tell you like a real Hebrew says. Just like they write, this other thing, Ugarit text. It is something that is defeating the real Sumerian Atra-Assis text. These white Sodomite people, it's time for us to drive them out away from among us. The time has come, because the amount of things that they have done to us will never dry up our tears. These fucking stinking asshole fucking white people. You hear me? Oh. Yeah, look at what they're doing to us right now. Right now. That's right. Sunday them with it. Sunday their face with it. Sunday their mind with it. They're going to find out the reason why. Yes, they fuck us for what? They're going to get out. And they're going to find their own place where they learn to do that. It's not our place. They're going to find out. They are all from the soup of the church. Murderers. Jim Jones. Some more. Now I have to I needed to go. I had another paragraph, but I can't read it because I was behind time, right? So, but I read that much, and I tell you what, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. As a matter of fact, you know what? I am going to work something out to see if I can read you that last paragraph. I think there's something I can do. Okay? I can do something, and I think surely I'll be able to do it. All right, just bear with me. I cannot do anything. I'm going to see now how good I am at this. I'm going to invent another way to access that last paragraph, okay? Bear with me. I have to go through a few measures to do it, and I'm coming around to it. I'm coming around. Where was I? Today is 26. All right. And this is 27. Okay. Today, 26. Okay. It is 26. All right. Let's go. That's not where I should go. No, go back. I kind of crossed. Okay, that's not what I should do. Let's, 26. Okay, edit. Okay.
Right, 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 right. But okay, I think I got it now. All right. Now, the chief city of the county was Rabbah or Rabat. Ammon. I think I read this already, but just to give a little, dovetail in. Site of the modern city of Ammon, Jordan capital. Don't believe, do not accept any Bible story which pastor has written from authentic original Hebrew. They are all from the soup of the church murderer Jim Jones. Right? Now, here's the last paragraph that I didn't get to read to you. If you have no reliable historic knowledge of white people, first ancestry, the hominid species, reading the Christian Jesus Bible, okay? Begin to read prehistory and world history. You're going for the knowledge of for the truth, right? Here you will quickly realize the strong mental difference between the word knowledge and believe, two different things. You need to understand that. Trust knowledge. See Gaze pictorial symbol of their story. Okay. Okay. That's what I wanted to read to you. You take good care of yourself. It's all over now. Hopefully, I see you on the next segment, or what they call it, the next episode. All right. I hope you enjoy. I enjoy myself. I like to talk about these things because they're true. They are true. If you don't see the sunrise tomorrow, where will you be? Where will I be if I don't see the sunrise tomorrow? The same place everybody been. I'm not going anywhere where these, I'm not going anywhere where, the gods don't preserve peace. They're not going to send me to where they have to, do torture to people. I don't know if they do that anyway. I'm just saying that. But listen to me. This is the place right here where we are to, preserve our life. And we can't do it unless we are thinking. We have got to have desire. We have got to have love and, wanting something spiritual, a spiritual energy to be in us, that when we are dead, our spirit remain in that wonderful, wonderful state, right? We are on to a different environment, because this body will no longer have use here. So they got to put it in the dirt. But our spirit, think about me right now. My spirit is in my brain and my mouth and where I'm supposed to, make manifestation. And I'm making manifestation now, but if my breath is out of my body, then I am on to some another sphere. So I am saying to you, do it now. Do it now. Learn knowledge now. Talk now. Make manifestation now. And don't,
you know, think that, oh, you're looking to dating the next guy and this guy wants sex and that's what you got to want to be in and that's all your objective is. You know, there is the best life outside of your entanglement, like Jada call it, be in entanglement with this other man. Well, she have her husband. She is in an entanglement. You don't want to be in entanglement sex. Sex is something for you to prepare for with somebody who you trust and enjoy. Peace be unto you. I see you later. I'm hominid species. Wow.